Audio 7. Nuremberg Toy Museum. A must for any family who visits Nuremberg should be the Toy Museum. For more than 600 years, Nuremberg has been the city of toys par excellence. Its tradition stretches from the doll makers of the Middle Ages to outstanding pewter figurine makers and the numerous tin toy manufacturers of the industrial era to the International Toy Fair, the most important trade fair of its kind in the world. In 1965, the then Nuremberg cultural advisor, Hermann Glasser, succeeded in persuading the community of heirs to sell the collection to Nuremberg as the basis of a new museum. On February 5, 1971, the time had come. The Nuremberg Toy Museum began its operations at Karlstrasse 13-15, where it can still be found today. A Weltausblech is presented on the second floor. Vehicles, railroads, mechanical figures, and steam engines demonstrate the outstanding role played by the Nuremberg toy manufacturing facility in the technical field. A highlight is the 30-square-meter model railway layout on a scale of 1 to 64, S-track gauge. However, it's not only toys from the past that are presented in the Nuremberg Toy Museum. What currently characterizes children's rooms, from Lego to Barbie or Playmobil, have their space here, as do Shoko cars, Bobby cars, and fantasy figures. Child-friendly guided tours with a tour guide and museum educational support are also offered here. In summer, little visitors can romp around outside on a large, fenced-in playground while their parents enjoy a coffee at La Critz. A visit to the Shadow Empire in the cellar vault offers a chance to cool off. Here, children big and small experience the fascination of playing with light and shadow, and what influence it had on the development of various optical toys. The next stop on our audio guide takes us to the Handwerkerhof, Craftsyard.